Turn with me to Luke. Luke chapter 18. As we think about what's going on, it's really exciting. God is taking us to different phases at different levels, personally, individually, as well as collectively as a church. God is moving us in different areas. And what God is doing in our hearts and in our lives, the Lord just reminded me and just brought me to this passage. I'm going to read this, Luke chapter 18, verse 1, all the way down to 14. Father, we ask, O God, that your word will permeate our hearts, and that, Lord, that you would teach us, even as we enter in this season of prayer and fasting, Lord, you would teach us how to pray. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Here are two stories, two parables, back to back, and Jesus addresses the crowd, addresses different individuals, and he addresses two issues. One, on the issue of prayer, that we should never give up. And so he tells this parable about this persistent widow who goes on, you know, keeps banging at the door of the judge, says, give me justice. And of course, the judge, at the end of the day says, all right, you know, I will, you know, if I don't, this woman will wear me out. And then the Lord says, listen to what the judge says, you know, and he almost says, how much more will God grant you justice if we cry out to him, his chosen ones, if we cry out to him day and night? Verse 7 says, will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? This is the story of the persistent widow. I want to draw a couple of lessons from this. We're going to talk about persistence and humility in our prayer. And the first thing about persistence is this. We need to recognize that God listens to his chosen ones. We believe that we are chosen of God, right? And we need to enter prayer believing and knowing that we are God's chosen ones. And when we are God's chosen ones, he has a special ear towards us. His ear is towards us. You know, the Bible tells us that we are the apple of his eye. Right? And so God listens to those, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night. Now, this is where it gets difficult. A lot of times we think that, you know, and, you know, as a young Christian, I ask this question. I don't know whether, you know, any one of us asked this question before. If God is God and he knows everything, right? Pray once enough. He already knows. So why pray so many times? Why do we need to be persistent in our prayer? Once enough, he already knows. You know? And I remember saying this as a young Christian. Okay? As a young Christian, I said, pray. Have to persistently pray. Then after a while, you get lazy, okay, honestly. After a while, you're like, persistent. And we get lazy, and then we come up with excuses, you know. I came up with an excuse. That, wait a minute, God already knows everything, pray once enough. He already knows, why, you know, keep on praying so hard. Before you know it, you become a little bit more lazy, you know. And then I said this, but then again, hey, wait a minute. Before I pray, God already know. So why pray? So from being praying persistently to saying, well, just pray once in a while, can't already. Pray once, can't already, because he knows everything. And after that, we move to that point whereby he knows every intent of my heart. We can even quote scripture, right? And say, he knows that no need pray already. Persistent prayer strengthens builds the relationship that we have with God. And that is why God asks us to pray. Because when we talk, we have to. Okay, we have to. Some people talk already, don't know how to listen. We have to listen as well. When we talk and listen and have communication, that's when relationship is built. And when we keep on, God, what's happening? What's happening? How can I move on in this area? How can I discover what you have in store for me? You know, as we continue to persist in our prayer, the first thing that happens is that there's a relationship that is built. Something happens in our heart to want to know Him more. Day and night. I tell you, He will see justice, they will see justice come and quickly, the Bible says, and quickly. And I ask this question, Lord, sometimes when I don't see things come quickly, is it because I'm not persistent enough? And perhaps we have to ask this question. Because the Bible says, hey, we'll see justice quickly, right? But then the verse before that says day and night. And then we sing the song, night and day, day and night, right? So I ask this question, and perhaps I'd like to throw this to us. When the Bible says, you know, there are certain things that we will see, justice is one of them. Come quickly when we pray day and night. We need to check our hearts. The thing I like about this passage is that this woman, you know, is there, is banging. And at the end of the passage, it says, and this is a check. It says, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? You see, the thing that drives persistence must be faith. Sometimes we can be very persistent, you know, but we are persistent because we are selfish. We are persistent because, God, I want. Give, 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 give. And day and night, literally day and night. God, give! You know, daytime, nighttime. But no answer, nothing comes quickly, right? Why? Because we ask for the wrong reasons. You know, Jesus said that. We ask for the wrong reasons. But here, it says, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith? And I ask myself, when I pray, do I pray with faith? When I am persistent, is that persistence driven by faith? The Bible tells us, faith is being sure, being certain, right? Of that which is unseen. How can we be certain of that? We can only be certain when God comes and when we are close to Him and when we have a relationship with Him and, you know, when He reveals Himself to us and He reveals His will to us. Faith then arises greater and greater and greater. The revelation and the conviction of God must come upon our hearts as we pray. This, for the last 1 year, well, when we came back last year, when the Lord said, okay, this is what I want you to do in Australia, we came back and we put it on the shelf and said that this is too big for us. But then after a while, God put that burden again and said, this is my burden for you. You got to carry that burden. And then we went into prayer persistently. And now, you know, I hope that we as a church, we are praying about it more and more and more. Because there are many things that are unanswered. Many things that we don't know what's going to happen. We got to bang on God's door and say, God, you know, you got to make this happen. But then as I read this passage, I stopped and asked myself, okay, is everything that I'm doing, all that banging, driven by faith? Not by human logic, not by self-interest, but driven by faith. Say, yes, I'm going to believe this is what's going to happen because you revealed it this way. What's the best way to start? Has God said anything? Bang on God's door until He reveals it. And then continue to bang on God's door so that we can see faith in action. So we pause for a moment and ask ourselves, in this season of prayer and fasting, you know, sometimes we go through seasons of prayer and fasting, sometimes we don't even fast, we go through seasons of prayer, and we go through certain situations whereby we are praying for something, and we have to pause and say, how persistent am I? And how faith-driven am I in my persistence? Double check. We can sometimes be persistent for the wrong reasons. How faith-driven am I in my persistence? And then, the next passage. So the first passage, Jesus told His disciples to show them they should always pray. Verse 1. Always pray and not give up. And then He goes on. And I can imagine, you know, Jesus is there, the crowd is there, He's telling this parable. And there's probably some people there says, okay, yeah, right. I'm praying, right? Oh, that's good. And some people standing around Him, listening to Jesus, and they're probably nodding their heads, feeling good about what Jesus is saying. And then He turns around and He says this parable to some who were confident of their own righteousness. He looked down and looked down on everybody else. Jesus told this parable. And He told this parable about two men who went to pray. So these two men desired to seek after God. They went into the temple to pray. You know, it's not like one man is inside, the other man is outside. They went into the temple and pray. And so there was this Pharisee. He stood up and he prayed about himself, the Bible says. He prayed about himself. And he says, God, thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers, you know, evildoers, adulterers, even a tax collector. I fast twice a week, give a tenth. You know, you look at this guy, he's a good man. He's a good man. He's not a robber. He doesn't do evil. He's not adulterous. And fast twice a week. Better than many of us, if not all of us, huh? Give a tenth of all I get. Obeys the law. But the tax collector stood in the distance, wouldn't look up, be depressed, and say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. On one hand, there is one man, a Pharisee, who is self-righteous. This is where I am. On the other hand, there was another man who says, this is where I am. But he says this, I'm a sinner. One man says, I'm a righteous man. This is where I am. In the other end of the room, maybe, another man stands up and says, I'm a sinner. This is where I am. Many times in prayer, it's very difficult, honestly, to place that balance. Because the Bible does tell us that we are victors. The Bible does tell us, you know, that we are made righteous. Right? And that we have this confidence. And sometimes we quote scriptures like, I can do all things. Then we forget the second part. Through Christ, who strengthens me. And yet at the same time, the Bible tells us that, you know, we are saved by grace. We are sinners. Saved by grace. As I thought about this passage, I asked the Lord, and I prayed this prayer, Lord, forbid it that we as a church would get big-headed and proud and self-righteous. Because it is very easy. It is very easy. You know, initially, we can say this, Lord, why do you pick us, 40 people, to go across to another continent and do something? And if you're not careful, it's very easy to slide to the other side, you know. Say, God, we're 40 people only, but you chose us. Head can get big, you know. There must be something, you know, that you see in us, that you chose us to do this, you know, a great thing across to another, you know, at the continent. And we can get very big headed. You know what happens when your head gets big, right? You tip over and land on the ground. And we need to be careful. And I pray that, Lord, help us as a church to be humble all the time. It is a big task that God is calling us to. But God forbid that our heads will go big. That we would be humble, because the man who said, Father, said, God, have mercy on me. And Jesus says, I tell you, this man went home justified before God. He went home righteous before God. And that's that balance, that's that position that we need to come into. Many times, you know, we say, the I can do all things. We should get the second part of the verse. And we should balance it up and say, with God, nothing is impossible. Yeah? It's all about God. And in our prayer, we need to come to a position of humility and say, God, thank you. You have done so much. It's all about you. I exalt you. You see, these two passages, being persistent, sometimes I can put ourselves up in front. Let's be persistent. Bang, bang. It's you know, we fast, we pray, we don't eat, we wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know. And then, if we don't balance it up with that second part, we can get all big-headed because, yeah, it's all about work, work, work. And we forget to be faith-driven. And we forget that second parable, we forget to be humble. We forget that God has brought us up to where we are today. Then we get let our heads get big. And we miss out what God wants to do. And so my challenge for us today is this. As we enter into a season of prayer, let's pray with persistence. Yes, we need to come before the Lord. But our persistence needs to be driven, knowing who we are in Christ, knowing that we are God's chosen, it needs to be driven by faith. And at the same time, we need to balance that up and say, God, I need to stay humble. Staying humble doesn't mean I don't do anything, you know. It doesn't mean, you know, oh, let's just put our heads down and act sheepishly, you know, for the rest of our lives. No. Knowing where we are at and who God is. But how do we place those two together? Persistence? Bang, 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 bang. God! God, we need to hear from you. God, I need to know you. God, I need to see your face. God, I, you know, want to be in your presence. And yet at the same time, God, it's all about you. Thank you. Because you've chosen. Lord, you know, I know I'm not worthy, but it is by your grace that I'm in this position. And for us, as we enter in this season of prayer, come to that balance and understand. Ask the Lord for His grace to teach us to be very persistent yet at the same time, to be very humble. Let's bow our heads in prayer right now. As we bow our heads, you know, you think about this, I've been thinking about this a lot, you know. One of the difficulties in life is finding a balance, right? That is, you know, very true with many things in life. Where do we find the balance? How do we balance? And today I'm asking us to balance these two things. Balance being very, very persistent. Bang, 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 bang. And yet at the same time, being humble in our prayer. Praying every day. Never giving up. And yet coming before the Lord and saying, God, it's only about you. It's not about me at all. Both these people in these two parables went back receiving what they were praying for. What they asked, they went back, they received it. I'm going to believe, and church, we need to believe that whenever we pray, God answers. Whenever we pray, we receive. God answers our prayer. Let's begin with wanting to know God. Lord, it's all about you. As we come before Him. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would teach us how to pray persistently. More and more and more and more and more and more and more. Day and night, day and night. To almost literally bang on heaven's doors. And yet at the same time, not be arrogant about it, but to be humble. It's all about you. Father, I ask, Lord, that your grace would overflow in abundance in each of our lives, Lord. We will see you more and more and more. As we enter this season, Father, I pray that our relationship with you, our prayer life, will be so transformed. In the next 20 over days, our prayer life, our relationship with you, our understanding of who you are will be so transformed. Father, come and work amongst your people, your chosen ones. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.